Hit breakfast with Alan and Carly. When it comes to four-wheel driving, don't come to me for tips. I am terrible. Maybe the worst I've seen, to be honest. What about you, Carly? You any good?
I am absolutely terrible, which is why this group would be perfect for me. And someone who knows absolutely what they're doing is Alicia. She runs the Pilbara leg of a group called Chicks Off-Road. She joins us now. Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Doing pretty well. Now, there's a number of these collective chapters around the state, the Midwest, Kimberley, and the Pilbara, the one that you run as well. I think one in Perth as well. What is it? What are you doing?
So we are a group about empowering women to get off-road and really just get into it, learn any skills they want to use. I mean, the four-wheel drive scene is pretty largely male-dominated, so we're just trying to get our fellow women out and explore an adventure and be awesome about it, I guess.
Love it.
I absolutely love this. So it all started in Geraldton, I believe. So tell us how you actually got involved.
So it was started in 2020 back in Geraldton, and I joined the group on Facebook about a year ago. I was just out looking for four-wheel drive groups to join, and I just stumbled across it. So I was a member for about a year, and then the opportunity came along for me to step up as admin for the Pilbara chapter, grabbed the bull by the horns, and I was ready to start creating events, start motivating more women to join.
Now, I understand you guys, not only do you get out there and have a bit of a bush bash, but also you teach some skills that people wouldn't find come in handy when it comes to, say, getting bogged on the beach and things like that. You're going to be doing your own kind of beach recovery day.
Yeah, so as a part of creating events, I just thought, well, why not get it out there to some people who might not know beach recovery, or they might be new, or just encouraging people who are seasoned veterans to come down and pass on some knowledge. So I thought it was a really great way to get the community involved.
Yeah.
And hopefully attract some new members as well.
Is the first thing you're going to teach people to pay attention to the tide times?
Yeah, well, luckily up here we're not so bad with that.
No.
I know down south a few people struggle to check the tide times for sure.
Absolutely,
now,
yeah.
Alicia, not only is this so amazing and empowering for women, but I can imagine you've probably created a lot of friendships through this group as well.
Yeah, look, I've met a lot of great women throughout this, and I've managed to create some new friendships for sure, and it's good to see other girls getting together as well and creating new friendships. A lot of members that we have joined have only recently moved to the Pilbara, so it's getting them out and about and meeting new people as well, which is good. I love it.
Absolutely. Well, if people want to get amongst this, ladies in particular, they want to get amongst this, how's the way to get in contact with you guys?
So if you just look up the Chicks Off-Road, Chicks without a K, 4x4 group on Facebook or Instagram, just request to join or flick the Facebook or Instagram pages a message, and one of our lovely admin team will direct you in the right direction.
Absolutely. You get all the information that you need in that group once you're a part of it. Thanks so much for the chat today, Alicia. We learned a lot.
No, thank you guys for your time again. I hope that the word gets out to more women and we get some more members.